Let us go to our dear friend, and that is Bernie Pleskoff. Bernie, how are you today?
Hey, good afternoon, Marty. Thank you so much for having me. Good to be with you.
Yeah, I hope I didn't make you hungry talking about the U.S. restaurant there.
Everything makes me hungry.
Yeah, that's the truth. Me too. But that was a lot of fun going there. When you're up in San Francisco, I'll take you there. It's one, it's very special. You think you're in Europe, it's very good. And you don't have to pay in euros, which is even better. All right. What do you think about the Giants?
You know, Marty, I was thinking today, knowing I was going to be on with you, you and I have talked ball for quite a long time. We've talked the National League West. Every single year, Marty, we talk about three teams and only three teams. The Giants, the Dodgers, and the Diamondbacks sneak themselves in. It's the same way this year. I think the Giants have a great shot to win it all. But, Marty, I think all three teams have the same flaw. They have three good horses at the beginning of the rotation, and then, yeah, if, you know, guys got to stay healthy, et cetera, in their fours and fives. So I think the Giants are going to be really, really good, but I worry about the pitching.
All right, Bernie Pleskoff with us. You can read him at mlblogs.com. Bernie from mlblogs.com. Bernie, did I say that correctly?
Yes, you did, and you can follow me on Twitter at Bernie Pleskoff. I will respond to everything I get on Twitter.
All right. Now, I know you have spent a lot of time scouting in Major League Baseball, and you do the Fall League quite a bit. Christian Arroyo is here. Mejia is here. Ryder Jones is here. Derek Law is back. Tyler Beattie is here. Give me some of your views on some of the young players. Clayton Blackburn's another one that we will see extensively in the early couple of weeks of spring training.
Marty, let me talk about Christian Arroyo, because I am really effusive in my praise about him. First of all, he's a very bright young man, and he's a terrific man. I really love talking to Christian Arroyo. And I got to see Ryder Jones and Christian Arroyo right after they signed in the Arizona Summer League for rookies, and they both tore the place up. Arroyo, I'm afraid, probably won't stay at shortstop, because you really have a superb shortstop there now. I look for Arroyo to be, you know, left fielder, an outfielder, because his bat really does play. He's got a terrific bat speed, uses the barrel of the bat, and hits line drives. Not a lot of power, just good wrists, great twitch. He's a very good hitter, Marty, and he's very worthwhile watching. And I'm not saying he can't play shortstop, but I think his future could be as an outfielder.
You know, it's interesting. Ryder Jones is the other one, and I just happened to meet him for the first time yesterday. And I said, wow, this, you know, you walk into a Troy Gloss or something like that. You know, you look at the guy, and it looks like a third baseman.
Yes.
This kid looks like a third baseman.
He does. And both of these guys together are going to be part of the future of the Giants. You know, Marty, what's interesting about the Giants, and very unique, one of the few clubs that sticks with the guys they draft, give them a chance, develop them fully in the minor leagues. I think you've got something like five guys in your starting lineup that are homegrown. And that's extremely rare, Marty. Most of the time, maybe it's one or two or three, people get itchy. Look, the Diamondbacks have traded off their last three first-rounders. Not the Giants. The Giants stick with guys, give them a chance, develop them properly with great, great tutors, great scouts, and look what happens. They end up in your starting lineup.
You know, we had Shane Turner on today, Director of Player Development for the Giants, and we've had Bobby Evans on this week, and even the beat writers. Everyone wants to see Ray Black. People want to see Derek Law again.
Yeah, yeah.
Chase Johnson, Samuel Coonrod, Ian Gardeck. These are names that maybe everyone doesn't know, but the people down here are waiting to see these people. How about you?
Well, I love watching Ray Black pitch. You know, this guy is very high velocity. And if he can command that pitch, he can be a closer. He can be a big league closer. I have seen a lot of them. I've seen him bring it in the high 90s. I like him better at 95 and 96 than I do at 100 because I think the ball straightens out on most pitchers that ratchet it up to 100. If he throws 95, throws strike one, which is the most important pitch in the count, this guy has a chance to be a very, very solid pitcher. You mentioned a couple of other guys, too. The lefty that, you know, could come out of the pen. You've got another guy that I like is Stephen Okert. You know, I saw Okert in the Fall League as a lefty reliever, and I think he can do the job. And I hope, you know, if they give him a chance, these guys are solid pitchers. But like all of them, Marty, young pitching, you really need to command the fastball. That's the first pitch you've got to be able to throw strikes with. And if they can do it, there's always a place in the Giants' pen for guys that can throw.
Yeah, well, they got a lot of them. And as I say, you know, when you come down here and you listen to the shows or you watch the games and, you know, you want to see Crawford and Panic and Belt and Duffy. And if you get out here for infield, you're going to love that. I'll tell you, it's a great infield. But these other names are people who could be in the mix. They could get to the big leagues. It's not like you're looking at someone who's a project who will never have a chance. There's a lot of people in the camp.
Watch out for Mack Williamson.
Okay.
Watch out for Mack Williamson. This is a guy with some real power, Marty. He can play left field. Or if something happens to one of your outfielders, which is, you know, very possible, it's a long season. I really like the right-handed bat of Mack Williamson, and frankly, I put him on my fantasy team this week. That's how much I believe in this guy. It's a long season, and I think when they're looking for an outfielder, they need to go no further than in their own system.
All right.
He's 25 years old. He's coming into his own.
At Bernie Pleskoff on Twitter and Bernie from MLBlogs.com. Lucius Fox. Are you familiar with Lucius Fox?
No, I'm not, Marty. I'm sorry, I'm not.
All right. This is a young man the Giants signed last year, one of their top prospects. 3 years of high school in Florida, then went back to the Bahamas for the fourth year, and he was one of the top two or three international signings. And A-Game just tweeted into me, asking me what I think of Fox. And just coincidentally today, we talked to Philippe Alou about him earlier, sitting on the bench this morning, and Philippe loves him. Said this kid has got great hands, maybe a shortstop, maybe an outfielder. And Bobby Evans yesterday talked about him maybe being even starting it off in the Sally League at Augusta. So he's just a young kid out of high school. And so to answer that question, that's they think very highly of Lucius Fox. Very exciting. He could move quickly. Bernie, what about the Diamondbacks? You know, they did so many moves, and again, I haven't talked to Nick Pecoro or Steve Gilbert or any of the Diamondback writers yet, but what's your take on the Diamondbacks? So we concentrate so much on the Giants, but the Diamondbacks are in the news so much, and they're still in the news trying to put a team together. What's your take on Arizona?
I am not as bullish on the Diamondbacks as some of my colleagues are. I think they have several holes to fill. First of all, I don't know who Jake Lamb is at third base. I don't know if he can hit enough. For me, he's Lonnie Chisenhall. Chisenhall never stuck at third. He went out to the outfield for the Indians. Lamb is going to have to show he can hit left-handed pitching because I think there's some other guys on the roster that could be breathing down his neck. Yosmani Tomas. I want to know if he's physically fit and if he has any agility at all in the outfield. I think that's a possible issue, and I think you're going to see a lot of Socrates Brito, a left-handed hitter who's got some pop in his bat, and I think ultimately he's going to take playing time from Tomas. So I think third and right field are issues, but the big issue for me after Zach Greinke and Patrick Corbin, I'm not as crazy about Shelby Miller as a lot of people are. I think they gave up way too much in Aaron Blair, Ender Inciarte, Dansby Swanson. That's the future of their club, but it's gone now. They're playing for the Braves. So Shelby Miller's a good pitcher. He is certainly, in my mind, not worth those three potential starters. Then you've got Ruby De La Rosa and Robbie Ray. And, Marty, I think before July is up or August is up, you're going to see Zach Godley in the rotation taking one of those two spots. So The same issues of the Giants, three good starters, and then what happens at 4-5. And I think you have fewer flaws in your lineup right now than I think the Diamondbacks do. But I could be wrong, and they have to play the games to see. What are they going to do at shortstop? Is it Nick Ahmed? Is Gene Segura going to play second? That's what I think is going to happen. I think Ahmed is a terrific infielder, and they're going to need him with a guy like Greinke on the mound and Corbin on the mound. A lot of sink on their ball, so they really need good defense. So the Diamondbacks, I think, come in maybe third, maybe second, and right now I think the Giants win the West.
Wow. Four-game series with Arizona begins on April the 18th. It's a second homestand. Giants are home for four with the Dodgers, and that's it. Open up with Milwaukee on the road, four with the Dodgers at home, then go to Colorado for three, the Dodgers for three, then come home with Arizona for four. So April is going to be pretty interesting for the Giants just getting out of the gate. So I'm glad you gave a little bit of the Arizona report. Now, the Dodgers, you know, everyone's very bullish about the Giants and the moves of Cueto and Samardzija and Span and another year older for the core guys of the Giants. What about the Dodgers? Are they overlooked right now? Are they kind of, well, they lost Greinke, and, you know, this is a team that's still...
Big loss, Marty. Big loss.
Yeah, tell me, what do you see about the Dodgers?
I see two good starting pitchers. One is the best in the game, and that's Kershaw. And then you've got Kazmir as your two. We don't know who Kenta Maeda is, the young man coming over from Japan. He'll probably slot in the third slot in the rotation. But he's an unknown coming to a new country. You know, trying to adjust, it's not easy. Then you've got Brett Anderson, another lefty, and Alex Wood, a lefty. So four out of their five starters are probably left-handed. I think that could be an issue. It's not as much of an issue when there are four right-handers, because there's more right-handed hitters in the game, and they could really rake against these lefties. So I think that's a problem for the Dodgers. The pitching, again, will be a problem for the Dodgers. And then... who, you know, which Yasiel Puig shows up? And how much is left in Adrian Gonzalez's tank? And is Corey Seager really an adequate shortstop? I know he's got a good bat, but I think they've got some question marks. Jock Peterson had a good year, had a lot of strikeouts in his game, too. I think they have a depth problem, and I think that depth problem is going to bite them, ultimately.
Wow. All right, great report. Always great. Now, what's your? We want to have you on a lot. I know during spring training, you and I talked about it because you go to a game just about every day, and you give this kind of analysis, and it's great to understand your opponents, and also you're fairly critical of the Giants and you, for what you see. What's your schedule in spring training? What do you do?
I leave on Wednesday for Florida. I'll be there for 10 days. And then I will come back, and I will be all through the Cactus League. I will see every team, hopefully twice, here in Phoenix. And I'll see about six or seven teams when I'm in Florida. So I'll get by the end of spring training. And by the way, Marty, spring training is not a time to look at wins and losses and batting averages. For me, I want to see who's healthy, who has gained weight, who has lost weight, what's the agility like, what's the arm strength like. You know, what's the speed like? What's the attitude? What's the heart? That's what I look for in spring training. That's the way I've been taught. Forget the results. Look at the mechanics.
All right. Terrific. Look forward to having you on, and have a safe trip. And at Bernie Pleskoff, and that is on Twitter, or Bernie from MLBlogs.com. Thanks, Bernie. Thanks for the report.
Thank you, Marty. I'll talk to you down the road.
All right. That is Bernie Pleskoff. Always get good information from him.